The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Cut to It with Steve Smith Sr., a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio. I'm Steve Smith Sr.
And I'm Gerard Littlejohn.
And this is Cut to It.
Cut to it. Cut to it. Let's get down to it. Cut to it.
We ask the questions you always want to know, but no one ever asks.
Let's cut to it.
I should know it's all.
You ain't heard about it, then we're about to let you know.
Cause you know it's on.
It's on.
Cause
you know I have a special guest, a friend, a collaborator, showrunner of the NFL Network's Emmy-winning original series, NFL 360. Trent Cooper, welcome to the Cut to a Podcast.
Oh. I hear the applause, the artificial applause cued by your producer. It's fantastic. Thank you for the warm welcome. Excited to be here, buddy.
Well, why are you so excited to be here?
Because, man, you said collaborator. We got a big collaboration. Our latest, we've had a few good ones. This is our latest. It might be my favorite piece ever that NFL 360 has ever done. I'm just giddy about this piece. You and I got to work together. It's coming out today when this thing airs, which is Tuesday, April 26th. Mm-hmm. It's coming out on all platforms, and it is called NFL 360 Devin Lloyd 22. Mm. And we're going to chop it up about that, huh?
So let's jump right into it. What is the premise and what's the premise of NFL 360?
Look, NFL 360 is NFL Network's premium storytelling brand. So these are the deep, deep stories that are human interest stories that happen to be set in the world of football, but they really kind of unpack some bigger issues and things that we always say are bigger than football. And I know that your show, your podcast is very much in line with that as well. You know, you guys are working to kind of figure out who the guy is behind the jersey. And that's what we do.
Or girl. We got to look at both sides of the coin. You just can't look at it on the heads. You got to look at the tails.
Absolutely. So that's what we do. That's what you do. That's why we love working with you on NFL 360. The show, I get to brag a little bit. We just found out last week that we are leading the entire sports industry in Emmy nominations with 12. That is more than the Olympics, which is hard to do. As long as I've been in this business, the Olympics have just steamrolled everyone. So to be able to get more than them is a big deal. We're more than double our primary competitor, which is ESPN E60. And your producer, Brian, will say, don't ever mention the name of your competitor when you're on podcast.
There's a lot of people, not just Brian. There's a lot of people that say you never.
Why did I do that?
You never give people free advertisement.
Right. Except that we had double the Emmy nominations of that other entity, which makes me very proud and happy.
Why is the Emmy winning something that needs to be on the titles of series or shows or documentaries? What's the importance of that?
I think it just kind of helps your audience understand that that, hey, this is something that people are recognizing and that we need to, you know, we need to take seriously, and we're in for something great. You know, obviously it's making some noise in the industry, and let's pay attention. This is like when, you know, you'd be all pro or you'd be, you know, all star, you know, just makes people take notice, which is cool. And it, honestly, it's really good for morale with our team. Cause you know, this team is working 80 hours a week and just killing it. And for them to get that kind of recognition just makes me happy for them and us and you, and it's just cool.
So how does a Trent Cooper decide on which story does a NFL 360?
How does something get greenlit?
Yeah, how does something get greenlit? And how do you guys even come up with the concepts or thoughts? Like, take us inside sure. of the mission, you know, the mission statement, just the vision board of the NFL 360.
These are the people you have to meet, the stories you have to hear. These are the stories that are bigger than football, and the standard is really, really high for what gets greenlit for a couple of reasons. We don't do that many of them, right? I mean, how many times have you called me and said, hey, I got an idea, let's do something.
You
and
I'm to, like, man, you want we, me to we, truly we, answer that or lie?
Yeah, well, no, a couple. I remember you called me, you called me at like 4 a.m. and I said, Steve, do you realize I live in Los Angeles? You're calling me at 4 a.m. with an idea. I went, remember that? You
called me that one time. I was on the West Coast. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I was on the East Coast. I forgot.
But I love this question because it's at the heart of everything we do, right? Mm-hmm. So the standard's really high, and mm-hmm. we have a team. It's a small team, 8 to 10 people who are working on it, you know, wearing different hats and working in different capacities, but everyone is responsible for development, which means that you constantly have to be looking for our next big story. And it could be something that we found a year ago. It could be something we found last night. Mm. There's pitch meetings weekly. Sometimes a production assistant who is a year out of college, it gets hot and sells 3 pitches in a row. When I say sell, they don't make any money, but these things get greenlit, and it's a really proud moment when somebody brings us an idea that gets greenlit. Sometimes an agent brings us something. Sometimes it's just something that I've seen or you know, my boss, the guy that heads our department, Dallas Hitchcock, is, you know, stuff that he's seen or heard. So they come from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And this one, so basically, you know, once a year is the NFL draft, and that is just an awesome time of year for us because we love our NFL draft special. We love finding what we take a lot of pride in finding what we think is the best story in this year's draft. Mm. The best story, the story that everybody should be standing around their water cooler talking about. We found it, and we want to believe that we told it in a way that no one else would think to tell it. So the artistry and craft and how we tell stories is a big deal to us, but finding that story is great. So this particular one came to me from our writing consultant and my good buddy who's worked with us forever. His name is Phil Guidry, and he pitched it a couple of months ago and we liked it, and he kept pitching it, and it finally just kind of hit me.
Hold on. Rewind.
Yeah.
He pitched you how many times?
Well, you know, we're in season, so we're busy doing other stuff. But we're also hearing draft pitches. So, you know, he probably pitched it 6 weeks before, and we said, oh, that's a great one. Put it on, you know, put it over here for a minute because we're focused on the Super Bowl and Black History Month and all that. But we know when it's draft time, that's going to be one we love. So he probably pitched it right around the time Utah was winning the Pac-12 championship, and he saw it first and brought it to our attention. And so we're going to tell your audience what this pitch is now, so they can. Yeah. They can have some context here.
I was trying to get there, but you know.
No, that's all right.
You want me to drive this bus, or you want to drive?
You know what? Yes. I'm just honored to be here. Maybe I'll say less. Listen, say less. I mean, look, is what my 19-year-old son says. Say less.
Yes. I love this role that we have right now because you've directed me, you've produced me, entangled me. You've
made you the man that you are today. Would you say that's correct?
That would be my mom and daddy. My mom and daddy, my wife.
Right after that.
After those, there's Trent Cooper. There we go.
You almost can put us in the same sentence, but I'll take the second sentence.
Okay. Listen, you could bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Okay.
But you damn sure
can. All right, so this is role reversal today.
Can put some salt in his mouth and make him pretty thirsty.
This is role reversal today. You're going
to. You get to 360. You have all the. You it's a team, the 8 to 10, and they're constantly pinching concepts, ideas, given a textural understanding of these young men come that are going to be drafted. And, you know, there's what, 300 something guys. There's going to be 35 to 40 guys drafted here in 2022 draft because of all of the madness of the NFL. And we have a top 10 draft pick who's coming out of a school that generally does not necessarily always have this caliber of player. Devin Lloyd, linebacker from the University of Utah, my school.
I'm just going to save the your school part for the end of the pitch because that's what made it. That was the cherry on top for us. But should we get into what the pitch is?
Absolutely. Let's get into the pitch.
All right. So here's Devin Lloyd. After his junior season, which was the 2020 COVID year, after his junior season, he could have come out in the NFL draft. Probably, you know, a lot of people thought he would have been a first rounder, might have been a second rounder. He was a top prospect in that on those draft boards, and he makes a decision to go back and play his senior year, and that gets everyone's attention. But the why behind that decision is what's driving this pitch, and that is that they had the circumstances. Yeah, you know, this is a school that has never won a Pac-12 championship before. He wanted to win, you know, help lead that team and have that experience with and for his brothers. But the bigger part of that story is that they had tragically lost their superstar freshman running back, Ty Jordan, who in a COVID-shortened season had lit the college football world on fire and had shown the world that, holy cow, Utah has a dude playing running back, that this could be a Heisman candidate. This guy has it all. And on top of that, he's a hell of a kid. Freshman, and he's a hell of a kid with the biggest smile you'd ever seen and just is transforming this program. That kid is tragically killed Christmas night of 2020, 6 days after their last game of the season that, oh, by the way, he had scored 3 touchdowns and led a 28-point comeback in the most electrifying game of the year. Yeah. So this kid is tragically killed. It was a accidental discharge of a firearm. It was an accident. You know, somehow he shot himself and he dies, and it devastates the Utah football program, particularly the leaders of that program, the entire community, and you.
Yeah, yeah. I was an
alumni.
I was, you know, it was middle of COVID, so I was working from home in my makeshift studio at the house on air doing a pre-show, and Wartsy says, check your phone. And usually he usually doesn't tell me to check my phone.
He says, Wartz is the Thursday night football producer.
He says, friend, check your phone. I know you haven't seen it, so just check your phone. And lo and behold, text message from the AD, text message from Jeff Rudy, text message from my son, Peyton. It's true, Dad. You can't believe it. Oh, no. And so we had a break, and I called some people, and they said it's true.
Ty Jordan, this kid that everybody loves, that kind of represents hope.
Yep.
for the entire organization has been killed. And now our guy, Devin Lloyd, the all-world linebacker, decides he's going to come back for his senior season, and they want to win a championship, and they want to do it in honor of Ty Jordan.
Yeah.
So that's the first leg of the story. Now, that alone is probably enough to get this thing greenlit, because that's killer. I mean, come on. I mean, this is what leadership is, right? Be selfless and go try to do something bigger than yourself with your brothers for something bigger than all of us.
It's one of those stories that people make movies out of that they go, that didn't really happen. He didn't really sacrifice.
Right.
And the caveat, though,
yeah,
to Devin Lloyd coming back is I spoke to some scouts heading into – I spoke to some scouts a couple of weeks ago and I asked, what was Devin Lloyd's prospect as a junior? They said he was pretty good. I said, well, why is he a top 10 today compared to what he was a year ago? They said because everything that Devin, what we call is a weakness, right? His lack of ability to share blocks. His ability to recognize things defensively fast enough. They said everything that was a weakness that was on his scouting report coming out, if it came out, he actually worked on every single one of those.
And turned them into positives?
No. Mastered his craft.
Mm.
He mastered his craft, which made him, which makes us, which makes this story even sweeter is, for a kid who was a unfinished product, he actually went back and started chiseling and working on himself through through all the things that probably people would say, why should you work on it? You know, you got your team just lost one of your superstars, young kid. Best time to end is now. Huh. And instead, he took the road less traveled.
You have a decision to make at the end of your junior year to declare for the draft.
Ty had just passed away, and deep down in my heart, I just felt like staying for another year and accomplishing everything that I wanted to accomplish. I wanted to come back and help them win that championship.
We've never won a Pac-12 championship. He didn't come back to better his draft status.
Facts.
He came back to win a Pac-12 championship.
You know, he talked to the guys that he was gonna go to war with. He like, dude, this is my plan. I'm coming back because I wanna do this, this, and this. I wanna win.
And he wanted to win that Pac-12. All right, so consider what we've just pitched, act one of a three-act story.
Yeah.
Act two is the start of the 2021 season, which is the last college football season.
Yep.
6 months ago.
6 months ago.
One of the things they're doing to honor Ty Jordan is they have the first ever Ty Jordan Memorial Scholarship that the school university is funding, and the team and the leadership of the team get to vote on who would be the winner of that scholarship, and they pick a kid named Aaron Lowe. Aaron Lowe happens to be from Ty Jordan's hometown. They played high school football together. But more importantly, he embodies everything Ty Jordan embodied, which is this ridiculous work ethic, this competitive fire, burning desire to compete and win. And then on top of all that, he has that same larger-than-life smile that lights up the locker room.
You know, the reason Ty came to Utah was because of Aaron.
Because Aaron's a year too old.
Yes.
He was like a big brother figure.
Correct.
To Ty. So Aaron gets this scholarship, and it just feels right, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Everybody, of course Aaron gets this. And one of the things Aaron does to kind of honor Ty and to just, you know, set this thing in motion is he changes his number to 22, which is the number that Ty wore.
Yeah.
So now he's wearing Ty's number. He's got the scholarship. Let's get back to football, right? So they have a big win in week four of the season. And some guys are celebrating the big win. They're going into a bye week. In college, you go to a little house party.
Let's set the stage, though, because I think it is something that we've missed. Ty's last game is against who?
Washington State. And this was the game he scored three touchdowns. They came back from a 28-7 halftime deficit, had 38 unanswered points. Most of them were his.
Mm-hmm.
And they finished the season on this incredible high. So here we are a year later, also playing Wash U. Wazoo, whatever you want to call it. They blow out Wazoo.
Doors off of them.
Devin Lloyd's on fire that game. By the way, he had a ridiculous senior year. They say he didn't have a bad game. He showed up every week after week. So some kids go to a house party and something happens. Shit gets out of control and Aaron Lowe is shot and killed. So now the kid that embodies the spirit of Ty Jordan, that's wearing his number, that literally runs onto the field each game rocking a flag and Ty's number to honor Ty, has now also been killed.
Mm-hmm.
In a matter of how many months? 9 months later?
10 months later. You're talking about two guys from the same neighborhood at the same school trying to do the same things, both tragically die by gunfire.
So now, Steve, you probably got another text, right?
Got another text. And it's crazy because in his text, you won't even believe it.
It's hard to even talk about. I didn't go through it, but it's just, these kids represent hope. And it's bad. It's horrific to lose one, then to lose two. And, I love in the piece, and by the way, this is, you guys can see this piece today. You can go to NFL.com/NFL360. And you can see it right there. You can see it on TV tonight on NFL 360. But Steve talks to the head coach, Kyle Whittingham, and Kyle says,
we were so devastated that
we thought, are we going to cancel the season? How much more can we put our kids through? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine canceling a college football season halfway through because the kids are so devastated and heartbroken?
Yeah, I can. I can. And here's why, the reason I can. Everything that we've went through in the last couple of years, just as a society.
Right.
Right. And here's the part that, we didn't get into on the NFL 360 just because of time. If you go back chronologically, this Pac-12 decided they weren't going to play. But yet you had kids like Ty, Aaron Lowe, Devin Lloyd, who they're going into their junior year and they're told, come to school. Then they told, well, we won't go to school. Come to school. Well, they're canceling school. So you have families, and I know this because just having ties to the school, I remember talking to them and they were talking to officials at the University of Utah, and they were saying they literally had kids that their parents just came to drop them off, and they were told that they got to come back and pick them up.
Yeah.
And the school had to help some of these young men and women. Because a lot of these young men and women, their parents spent a lot of money that they didn't have getting them to college. And now you got to pack them up. And then they come back in November and they have to test. And they have to have 14 days of isolation in the hotels. Then they come back and play. They lose a player right after that. Ty Jordan passes, now Aaron Lowe. These young men who, let's be honest, as fans, we don't really look at them as human beings. We look at them as our superheroes.
Right.
And all of a sudden, our superheroes now, there's a chink in their armor. They're human. Right. They're not even human. They really are what they are, which are young men who are trying to figure out life.
Right. And in this case, you know, you want to go behind the jersey. These are young men that light up the locker room. These are the two guys you can't lose. These are the guys with that bring the love and the hope and the joy and the smile, and they just make everything better.
The joy makers.
Right.
In football, there's tone
setters.
Energy givers,
not energy takers.
Yes, in football, there's tone setters.
Right.
But you rarely hear about a joy setter.
Right.
And Ty and Aaron were joy setters.
Yep.
And, man, that's different when you're talking about football. That's usually not words that associated football players.
Right. You know, you got your shit talkers.
Never heard of them.
One of them is on the call with me. But no, man, joy. Listen, energy giver, not energy taker. Joy is, that's what we need right now, especially in that year. And to lose both of those guys, it's just ridiculous. And so here's a program that was as devastated as any has ever been. And there was a turning point. Aaron Lowe's mother, just a day or two after the death, made her way from Texas to Utah, and she spoke to the team.
Hello, all y'all. This is Friend, and he loved each and every one of you. I know he did. And, oh, God.
That woman is strong. She came in, and she just told us to keep on going. That's what Aaron would have wanted.
You know, that sort of gave Devin Lloyd and the other leaders of the team, because there's a great leadership group there. It wasn't just Devin, but the other captains in the team, permission to kind of put this in a place where they could move forward. I mean, you know, the coach says we're never going to get over this, but we're going to try to get through it. And they basically used this as fuel, and they went on a run, a historic run, where they just whipped ass and destroyed the Pac-12, and they made it all the way through, and they end up winning that Pac-12 championship. Devin Lloyd's the MVP.
Playing a team that you generally don't beat twice in a row.
Right, Oregon, who's kind of had their number.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a couple of years before that, we needed to beat Oregon to get into the college playoffs. And you know, hey, he's in the league now, Justin Herbert. So it wasn't like it was just a regular guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Right.
Turns out he's all right.
He's all right, right? He's doing pretty darn good.
So that is as clean a pitch as I've ever heard for NFL 360. Yeah. I mean, you hear that. If you gave that pitch, and we just gave the 20-minute version, but if you gave the 90-second version in an elevator, you'd see somebody's face light up, and they go, when's that coming out?
Yeah. I love Cut to It, and I love it even more when you download us and subscribe.
And you can follow us on social media too, Smitty.
Where at?
That's at Cut to It on Instagram.
What about Twitter?
At Cut to It.
Facebook?
Cut to It featuring Steve Smith Sr.
What about online?
And you can follow us at cuttoitpodcast.com, where you can buy merch and you can subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
I got all my answers I got all my questions answered.
That's what I'm here for, brother. cuttoitpodcast.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
So here's the kicker, and I'm happy to give away some of this, but you have to watch this. Like, I'm so proud of the way our team put this together.
It was awesome.
It just goosebump city. And I have to shout out Utah football.
Who yes, you do.
So Utah football is not only Steve's alma mater, but they are our producing partners on this. So they, you know, they were there the whole time filming as this was happening. So they very generously gave us access to their footage. And then when we came to town, they opened doors for us. I'm telling you, man, I've been doing this a while. I've never been treated like this by a university. Like, they just made sure we had everything we needed to tell the best story we've ever told. And part of the, all of that is because of your relationship with them and the respect they have for you. And I just want to thank you for that. Cause
I appreciate you
trusted me with your relationship and they trusted you. And it's just a cool thing that happened, but huge props to them. There's a lady there named Maddie Ford who put her heart and soul into filming this. They have their own doc series called 22 Forever that you can see on YouTube that very much supports what we've done. But anyway, so, here's the kicker. If that pitch wasn't enough, you know, our boy Devin Lloyd, who goes to places that, you know, emotionally that you can't imagine, he leads, he dominates, they get what they need to get done in honor of Ty and Aaron. He's right at the heart of it. MVP of the Pac-12 championship game, MVP, defensive MVP, blah, 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 every award you can get, All-American. So now it's time to go to the NFL, right? And you finish your college season and a couple months later, you got to go to the NFL combine.
Yep.
And at the combine, you don't get to pick your number. It's not that kind of thing. They start pulling numbers out of a box based on probably alphabetical or something. And they hand them a number for him for the combine. And what's the number?
22, baby.
22. So all of a sudden the techs start lighting up. You're never going to believe this. They did. Devin's rocking the 22, which is the same number Ty wore, same number Aaron wore. And dude, if you go to a Utah game, 22 is at the absolute center of everything they do now. It is their heart, soul, brand. They have a motto, a mantra called 22% better. They want 22% more effort, more love, more passion in every single thing they do. And it's not just the team. The entire university, the entire city has bought into it. It is a movement. And for that to organically, mystically, divinely inspired, whatever you want to call it, for Devin to have that number is just goosebump city. And that's your third act. So
Our
story. You got to see it. You got to feel it. You got to experience it. And Steve, you know, the cherry on top for us is that, holy shit, this is Steve Smith's alma mater. This is personal to Steve. He knows this better than any of us. He went through it in his own way. And it was just a joy for us to be able to get you to lead this story, to go back and be the correspondent that drives the narrative, that does all the interviews, and that helps us shape the story. And I got to tell you, my favorite piece of that is your contribution to the overall theme and the visuals of it. You said to me on the phone, this is so much to talk about. I love this shit. This is why I love podcasts, because you can just yap.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to call you. I couldn't wait to call you on a Saturday morning saying, hey, man, we want to do this and we want to do it with you because we hadn't talked yet.
Yeah.
And it was really early on a Saturday. And I remember texting you and I wrote this long ass text and I almost hit send. And I was like, I'm just going to call him. He always calls me early. I'm just going to call him.
I was up.
And so I erased the text. I hit call instead. And you answer the phone saying, what do you got for me? I know it's got to be good if you're calling me this early. And I was like, dude, I think this is the best story in college football. And it is uniquely yours to tell. No one else in the world can tell it.
And when you were telling me this, I am walking around the house, right? As you're telling, because you're telling me, and I'm like, okay. Like I'm sitting there like, because I had just finished working out, so I still have my pre-workout.
You got a third inning lather.
Oh, I still have my pre-workout going in my veins, so I'm like, my skin's still tingling. So I'm like, oh, okay. Shoot, all right, let's go. So he's pitching me, telling me all this stuff. Right, he's telling me all this stuff. So now I have to tell the story on my end because you don't know what's going on at the house. My wife is like, what are y'all talking? Who? First of all, she goes, who are you talking to?
There's a little bit of profanity that happens.
Right, and I'm like.
That early?
Yeah. So I'm
just
like,
out of love and excitement.
I'm like, okay. So I'm walking around and I'm like, right? And I'm lathering up like I can go work out again. And as he's telling me, you know, he's kind of filling me out and trying to get me, hey, you know, only you can do this. I'm like, okay. And so he just trenches goes and goes and goes. And I love it. And I said, okay, you ready for me now?
Yeah.
He goes, well, what do you have? I said, well, if we do it, first of all, I'm only going to wear Utah stuff. So let's just get that out the way. Right.
We have a long history of me telling you what I want you to wear.
Yes, he does. We have a long history.
I'm blank myself.
Well, a long history of Trent telling me, no, don't wear the hat. No, you can't do this. And I'm like, Trent, oh, okay. Right. And so he's like, oh, I said, first of all, I'm wearing all Utah stuff. So let's get that out of the way right now. Are you cool with that?
Of course.
Cool? Yeah, that's fine. I mean, right.
Let's rock the U.
Yeah. And then he goes, I said, however, it all must be on the campus. I don't know. Trent, when we get off the phone, I will call Utah and I'll get this ready. Now, I will give Trent credit. Trent has been doing this a long time. Trent, how long have you been in the game of doing production like this?
I've been messing around for 28 years.
Okay, 28 years. 28 how years. 28 years? Let's round it up. Let's go 30. In 30 years,
it's not that much. It's 25. Sorry. What am I making myself older than I am? 25 years.
In 25 years.
And you should edit that out and make it 14 years. Okay. It's a young man's business. It's a young man's business.
How many times have you listened to talent overpromise and significantly underdeliver? Be honest.
It does happen. You know what it is, man, is like a lot of people, feel burned and they don't want to use their, cause all of you guys have this incredible influence. Cause you know, you were who you were in the league. You have the status, you have the relationships. And a lot of times it's the opposite. You guys use your influence to make stuff happen. And then you, on the other side, the other guys don't deliver.
Yeah.
And you feel like, well, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, yeah, true.
But you and I have like this trust. You know, if you vouch for me,
yep,
I'm going to deliver.
Correct.
And if I vouch for you, you're
going to deliver. I learned that very quick. I learned that quickly.
Yeah. So we have that. But
yes. And so I said, all right, so what do you need? I said, hey, okay. And then I start producing. Hey, we're going to have mountains, right?
It's like, okay, Steve.
And he's like,
and then I'm trying to get off the phone as big as possible.
Yes.
Before you start laying out too many ideas that I got to deal with.
Yes. He's like, oh, well, I was like, man, they got a great mountains. The school's right here. You know, let's do this. I said, but hold on. It has to all be filmed on the campus. Well, I'm not sure. I think, you know, we'll work it out. When I told Trent, when we get off the phone, I'm going to call the University of Utah. I'm actually going to call the AD, and we're going to make this happen. Trent has that. Oh, okay. All right, Steve.
Well, I mean, I figured you'd call him.
Yes.
It's Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Are we really calling this guy at 7 a.m.? So then I get a text at 7:10 a.m. that says, are you available for a Zoom in 15 minutes? I'm like, what time zone are you in? I mean, this is a Saturday.
Yeah.
So I jump on this Zoom, and I figured it would be Steve and one of his buddies from Utah. There were 9 people on this Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
There's like the AD, the president of the school, mm-hmm. the head of football ops.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, are you guys, is this like some board meeting that you're normally having?
No, buddy.
Steve just
no.
had me jump on it to
no.
steal an agenda item. This was all for us.
This because
7:20 on a Saturday morning.
Because like, one of the things that we do at the University of Utah, and this is bragging on my school, it is not a destination place. University of Utah is a place where they develop. They enhance, teach technique, because it's cold.
Right.
It's mountainy, high elevation. And when you think of Utah, you don't think of football. They don't have a they only have a basketball team. They, you know, the last great basketball team, it had a mailman in it. Right. John Stockton, Karl Malone. Brian Russell, it did not have you don't when you think about football, you don't think about the University of Utah.
Right.
And so
but by the way,
yeah.
You are now.
And so
you are now.
And so when
that was
we call
one hell of a season your guys just had.
Oh, it was an outstanding season. Devin Lloyd gets MVP, Pac-12 player, defensive player of the game, Pac-12 championship after 100
All-American
and also goes down to Los Angeles and for the first time, Trent, 105 trips, we finally win at the Coliseum. And so,
yeah.
So with this opportunity,
let's whoop up on USC, UCLA,
Wazoo,
Oregon. Let's mess around and beat Oregon twice. I mean,
mollywop.
What a year.
We like to use the word mollywop on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And
listen,
go
I got
there.
A new favorite team, man. I'm in.
We go
I'm
out
in.
There.
You sold me.
And I said, Trent, you just got to make sure you follow through. We'll follow through on our end. Get on a Zoom call. And it was outstanding.
And so,
Trent, when did you go out there? When did you fly out to really start doing everything?
Oh. Well, so I know you guys, one of the cool things about this is we can talk a little bit about process because people love to hear how things are made. So there's the pitch, and then there's the thing that multiple things are happening simultaneously as we prepare for a shoot. So there's just logistics out the wazoo, figuring out how to get who, where, what are we doing? Where are we doing it? Locations, all that crap. That's boring. Then there's all these interviews. Who are we going to talk to tell this story? And what the heck are we going to ask? So you and I have this process where I'm like, hey, man, I want this to be your thing. And, you know, you ask the questions, but I'm just going to
give
you some sample questions.
You're going to give me a sample question.
You can make your own.
No.
And so I end up writing like 5,000 questions.
Let me tell you, it's never the truth with Trent when it comes to writing the questions.
Everything's bullshit.
No.
I'm working you right now for the next piece.
Cut through it. Cut through it. Let's get down to it. Cut through it.
Hey, Gerard, where did you get that t-shirt?
You mean this thing?
Oh, yes.
I got it from cuttoitpodcast.com where we have exclusive merchandise. Shout out to our guys at 704 Shop. But yeah, you can go on, buy you a t-shirt, subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
One of the things that sets us apart is our visual storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean this in my own inflated
truth, though. It is the truth because I hate to use the word, but it's the devil is in the details.
Yeah.
And the details that NFL 360 uses and does is they allow the stories and the visuals and the images to tell a story on top of the people and the storyline. Right. Like you never are, your mind and your heart in NFL 360, I believe, is never resting. There's never a lull period because even if someone is not speaking, there is a vision that's showing you what we're trying to get across.
Yeah. Well, listen. Your piece on Darren Waller, I got to just detour for a second here. If anybody hasn't seen that piece yet, this is a piece that Steve did a year and a half ago.
No, it was actually 3 years ago.
Fine. So it was shot a while ago. It was shot before COVID, and then we did more shooting. We released. That was nominated for an Emmy last year. Didn't win. I can't believe it didn't win.
I know.
It's so good. One of our other pieces won instead, why? Which is hysterical. You know why? That's why. Because we beat ourselves.
No, because they knew my contract was going to be up and they didn't.
Is that the problem?
They were trying to hold me back, man. No.
So Steve does this piece with one of our producers, Julian Gooden. And it is so well done on Darren Waller. And it is so revealing and so personal. I've never seen a sports feature cut that deep. And this is me propping you up a little bit. So put your earmuffs on. But like when Steve talks to an NFL player, it's different. It's just different than when a regular correspondent does or a producer like me. Like the level of respect they have for you based on who you are, what you did in that league, and the fire in your heart and the level of passion that you played. And you said, listen, I'm 4 foot tall, but I'm going to whoop everybody's ass. And you watch these players, it's just different, man, when you talk to them. The level of respect they have, it's like truth serum.
But here's the difference, though, that I think I appreciate the credit, but I also have to give.
No, I called you 4 feet tall, and you didn't say anything.
That's
unbelievable. Not hear that? Are we editing that out?
No, you're keeping
that's
it in.
Me, I just got a little side that. Jab.
I heard that. You talk about the respect that people have for me. I think the respect they have for me is because also quietly, I'm damaged goods just like them. I think that's one of the biggest. That's one of the coolest things that I have to thank you. Is giving me an opportunity to sit with these men, these young men. And we just get to talk about who we are and what we've been through.
When I look back at this piece on Devin Lloyd and what happened surrounding the Utah football program, like your performance in this, your contribution in it is very tender. It is not it's not the Steve that we see on Thursday Night Football. You let these guys tell the story without sort of inserting yourself into it. And you kind of checked your ego at the door and just let let this unfold in the most tender, understated way. It was, it's really lovely to watch you in this. I just think it's, I think you killed it in a very unexpected tone. And
can I tell you why?
I'm very, very happy with it.
Can I tell you why? And I'm getting emotional thinking about it that I never told you. The only reason I went to the University of Utah, there's a guy named Demetrius Posey. The year before, Fred Graves recruited him at Santa Monica Community College. And when they were recruiting Demetrius, that's how they saw me. Demetrius commits to the University of Utah in 1998. Unfortunately, he did not make it there because he didn't get his grades together. I follow my big brother to the University of Utah the same way. Except he never gets his grades together, so he doesn't actually make it to the University of Utah. I go on to get drafted by the Carolina Panthers. In my second year, I get a phone call from, at the time, Robert Taylor, God rest his soul, our head coach, who had been there since 1977 till he passed 2008. From Robert Taylor, he calls me and says, Demetrius dies. On his way driving from San Diego to L.A., fell asleep at the wheel, crashed and passed. The only reason I was going to the University of Utah, well, other than the option free college, is I was following my big brother.
Yeah, guy like who took, Aaron and Ty.
A guy who took me under the wing, his wings. And if he wouldn't have got that opportunity, I wouldn't have got my opportunity. And so for me, you know, it was very much understood that sometimes we only get places because of other people.
Right. Which is at the heart of this, man. Ty Jordan is not at Utah if it isn't for Aaron.
Yep.
And
same thing, yep.
And for those guys to be lost, and then, you know, we think about Devin. What if he didn't come back? What does happen to this team?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, Devin didn't do it all. It's a team. You know, I didn't make this piece by myself. It's you. It's my boy, Johnny O, the editor, who's amazing. He's done all of our big pieces the last few years. It's the kid that shot this thing. I would say he's 15 years old. He's probably 25 now, but he's might be the best photographer in our business. His name is Dakota Deal. So like team, right? So here, it's not just Devin, it's all those team captains, all those kids. But what if Devin doesn't come back? I don't know. I mean, that dude was the heart and soul of what happened in that locker room and in that season. And people need leaders, man. People need leaders. And I think if that's my takeaway from this piece, it's, you know, I dig humble leadership. I learned that term from when we worked on the Pat Tillman project. They said when they're looking for kids for Tillman scholarship, they're looking for humble leaders.
Wow.
And I thought that was pretty cool. What's a humble leader? Because you think leader is the guy that's yelling and screaming and all that. Oh, man, humble leadership is what Pat Tillman was. And that, to me, that's what Devin Lloyd is. And I love to find those stories, find those people, and then shine a light on it, because we need more dudes like that. And Devin is a great kid. Yeah. We're excited about his, you know, Thursday night, he's going to go.
He's his name early.
Call it early and let this dude transform a locker room. Let him go, you know, mess around and have a 15-year career. I mean, he is a special kid, and I'm excited about, you know, his ability to carry on this legacy of Ty and Aaron. It's going to follow him into the NFL. It's going to follow him forever, and he didn't ask for that, but
yeah,
it's happening, man, and hopefully it does a couple nice things for the school too, because it's about time this school gets a little more recognition and notoriety.
Yeah. It's a great piece. It's the emotional piece.
Super emotional. We've done some emotional pieces. This is right at the top of the list.
Yeah.
You're going to cry. You're going to get goosey. But yeah, man, you did a great job, and I really appreciate you doing it and the trust. And, you know, I look forward to doing whatever we're going to do next year. We'll find another one.
As crazy as you say trust, I was going to tell you I appreciate you trusting me.
Cool. Well, that's earned, my man. For the first time, I told you you can't wear that hat flipped up.
Yeah.
Remember, so our first job 5 years ago, Steve's first ever feature. We went to Foxborough, home of the New England Patriots.
We were interviewing
Brandon Cooks, who just
from Oregon State. He did not go to Oregon. Oregon State.
And Steve is fresh off the boat. And he says to me, hey, listen, man, I want to get really good at features. And I'm used to being coached up. Just, you know, tell me what I need. Don't beat around the bush. Just if you need to give me some tough love, tell me. I can handle it. And I said, okay, great. You can't wear that hat. The hat, the way it's flipped up, you look like an idiot.
He said that exactly. You look like an idiot.
You look like an idiot. And you said, I'm going to wear the hat. You told me to tell you, you want to be coached up.
Yeah.
You know, tough love, don't wear the hat.
Yeah.
You said, Trent, all due respect, this is my thing. I'm wearing the hat.
Yeah.
All right, fine. And I'm on the phone with my boss. I'm like, Steve's difficult, man. He's just difficult. I told him not to wear the hat. Wearing the hat. So we get home and people start looking at the footage. And there's just like this groundswell around NFL Network going, Steve Smith is rocking his hat. It looks so cool. Whose idea was it for Steve Smith to wear that hat? I'm like, that was my idea. I told him, I was like, I'm like, Steve, you need a thing. It's like it could be your thing.
Where yeah, I need a thing. Let's like pause it right there. You want to know the best thing about what you just said? You never heard your story, did you? That was in my deal. Not in my deal. Like it was in my deal. I said, if I'm not wearing a suit, I'm wearing a hat. But when I'm wearing a suit, don't worry about it. I will not wear a hat. But if it's not a suit, don't ask me. Don't request. I am wearing the hat.
Yeah, nobody showed me your contract.
Okay. So what do they do? After I sign, I get back to Charlotte. We're excited. They say, the NFL Network says, hey, we don't have a problem with you wearing hats, but just can you wear an NFL shield hat? I said, send them. They said, okay. I have every color with an NFL shield hat.
But in this piece, you're rocking the Utah hat. With the bill. See, the thing, it's not the hat. It's the flipped up bill.
Yes.
That I was, you know, because I have no style. I was going, I don't know about that flipped up bill. And suddenly the flipped up bill is the coolest thing in sports.
I've been wearing this flipped up bill since like 06. I go back and look at, I actually went back and looked at pictures. I wear the visor with it backwards flipped up. I wore it upside down while it was flipped up. I always had the flipped up hat. And so several people have said, man, will you just lose the hat? And I looked them square in the eye like I looked at you. Nope. No smile.
It's a hard no.
No.
You would have fought me over that. It would have come down to blows.
I don't know because I didn't think it was really a blow worthy.
It's not blow worthy. We got bigger problems.
I didn't think we needed to fight over my hat since technically it was my hat.
All right, let's do some selling, man. I'm always selling. Where can we see this feature?
Man, we can see this feature.
Tonight. Is this
tonight? We can see this feature at 9 Eastern tonight. NFL 360 on NFL.com.
No, NFL Network. Let's watch it on TV. You can watch it on TV
at 9 o'clock. NFL Network.
But wait a minute. Podcasts are forever. So what if they're watching this podcast? You know, what's the date? It's April.
It's April 26th, 9 p.m. Eastern. NFL 360 on NFL Network. If you're listening to this later, it's NFL.com/NFL360. NFL YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
It's going to be everywhere.
Anywhere you consume NFL Network digitally, we got you covered.
How about Melissa Stark, who hosts NFL 360, does an amazing job. She's back on the sidelines for Sunday Night Football. And that's the biggest show in sports. They pull a huge audience. And what does she say? She says, I'm only coming back if I can still do NFL 360. So she's still jamming with us and doing Sunday Night Football.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. That's part of the Steve Smith school of don't forget where you came from.
You never forget where
Although you came from. Although she came from the sidelines. She came from Monday Night Football with John Madden. So can't really use the Steve Smith don't forget where you came from philosophy on that. Well, she's great.
I can tell you she's awesome. NFL 360 does a hell of a job at just telling the stories of graphics. Not doing everything. Not oversaturated in the market with everything every week.
Right.
Doing it where you just give them a little bit of taste of great quality and then dialing it back and giving them 30, 40 more days to think about what's the next one going to look like.
Right. Part of that's because our budget's so small. We would do more if we had a bigger budget. No, I'm kidding. I like it too, man. It's a good – listen, nothing gets watered down. When you start trying to do too much and too many, it's not special anymore.
And you start to lower your standards. You start to lower your standards because you're just looking for any story and every story.
Right.
But when you
– You're mass producing stuff.
Yeah, when you don't mass produce, you get to – like this. You get to put it aside – stew on it and go, is it worth it? And how do we make it graphically, textually, how do we make it worth it? How do we make people sit here? And let's be honest, people aren't sitting down watching television anymore. So you have to really make them.
Yeah.
So I enjoy
it. Well, I really appreciate you and I appreciate the school and can't wait to share this with people. So thanks. Thanks for having me on, and this we'll give you a little behind the scenes to send this audience off with.
Yeah,
this thing is recorded Friday before the Tuesday it comes out, and we're not done with the piece yet. So I got an edit bay.
They've sent me two different edits.
But you know what? We got 1% better in the last 36 hours, this is why I make my living off the last 1%. Where do you see the last 1%?
Well, on Tuesday when I watch it at 9 p.m., you better be 22% better.
9 p.m. Eastern. Don't be messing up the time zone and people are going to flip on and they're going to be watching the rerun of the Bucks-Rams game.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Okay, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. 9 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Trent. Let's do this again.
Absolutely. You are a unique person. You are well worth it. You are competent. And most of all, you're lovable. I'm Steve Smith Sr.
I'm Gerard Littlejohn.
And this is Cut to It. Cut to It with Steve Smith Sr. That is me. Is a production of Cut to It LLC, Balto Creative Media, The Black Effect, and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From Cut to It, executive producer Steve Smith Sr., co-host Gerard Littlejohn, talent and booking manager Joe Fushi, social media team Wesley Robinson and John Show. From Balto Creative Media, Cut to It is produced by Brian Baltashevich and Meredith Carter, with production assistance by Alex Labreck, production coordinator Taylor Robinson. Theme music by Alex Johnson, lyrics and vocals by Anthony Hamilton.
If you ain't heard about it, then we're about to let you know.
Cause you know it's on.
It's on.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.